I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Monday. Everybody loves to rise and shine on Monday. I am Chris Ann Hall, and you can find us at chrisannhall.com, chrisannhall.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. I have with me my husband and co-host JC Hall, and we endeavor to bring to you Monday through Thursday and then a double dose on Saturday of truth, of fact in the face of fake news. We bring you principle, not political party agenda, which happens to put us a little bit on the outside sometimes, if not a lot on the outside. We have people. I've noticed that we've been covering the Cohen and Manafort thing and speaking from a constitutional perspective and how this is an attack on our on everyone's rights through 4th, 5th, 6th, and even 8th amendments. Once again, we're going through the social media purge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, JC's not on social media, so he doesn't notice those things. But it's interesting since we've been commenting.
Everybody.
Yeah, he purged everybody. Since we've been commenting on these things from a constitutional perspective and not a political perspective, we have lost a good handful of followers on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's that? Based on what?
Based on the fact that we are now Trump sycophants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we're defending Trump and defending Cohen and defending Manafort. Well, and you guys didn't see that I had my little air quotes going on there, defending.
Well, and this is what we talk about often. I mean, I say this many times. People, because they've lost reason, people don't know how to listen. They can't hear. All they hear is through their political filters. And so when you say, because we could go back and read the transcripts.
I know, right?
When you say, quote,
I am not defending Trump,
not defending Manafort, et cetera, defending the rule of law, and they explain that. So people can't hear that. So it's always a good thing to me. Like,
well,
when
not
you
only
purge,
that.
Because you don't want idiots on, you know, as fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about, this has been, I don't know how many, almost 2 years now, when you talked about Jeff Sessions,
and right?
Who he was and whatever, and you come back like right after that. You told me you lost 80 people, just boom, just like that in a snap. And then 2 years
boom.
Later, now all of those 80 people, I guarantee you, because now those were Trump fans, right?
Right,
because
right.
You lost them because you said Jeff Sessions, you know, was a bum, to paraphrase.
And then that was a nice way of putting it.
And they left because, he's Trump's pick. Trump put him there, and you're anti-Trump. And so they left, right? And then now, I guarantee you all of those being Trump sycophants are out there criticizing Jeff Sessions. I hope they don't come back to your Facebook page because you don't need people like that. So then these people that left because they can't think, they can't listen those kind of people I don't think are reachable because they're purely partisan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know personally, you're not a Trump fan or supporter. You're not party at all. You're Washingtonian, you say.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And you've criticized Trump many times and you've supported him. So where he's been right, you've said, you know, this is right. Where he's been wrong, you've said this is wrong. So that's the thing. You can't be objective with people that think like this. You can't talk about, like, you're focused on the Constitution, the principles, the rule of law, the legal ramifications, you know. So those kind of people cannot, they don't have ears to hear. They're blinded to the
truth. Oh, that's interesting. You didn't, you know, I don't think you saw the wake up. We have a weekly wake up call email that goes out. If you are not getting our weekly wake up call email, you need to go to chrisannhall.com and sign up for our weekly. This is how you subscribe to the Chris Ann Hall radio show for free. Mind you, we are not like the big heads. We're not going to charge you to do that. Not yet. No. You can sign up for free there. And the weekly wake-up call, I give a summary of the most important thing during the week in the beginning. And in that summary, I said, JC and I endeavor to reach those who have ears to hear.
Okay.
And so there you go.
Yeah.
It must be
so
confirmed.
They don't have ears to hear.
You know, I don't think... hold on
this.
1 second.
Go ahead.
I don't think that I support Trump or criticize Trump. I support actions and criticize actions. I think that's important. But I also want to mention to you that part of the population that we lost because of the stand that we're taking are the people who say, you know, a crime's a crime and a prosecution's a prosecution and he's guilty, so what's the problem, right?
Yeah.
So you get the status
view of that.
Yeah, obviously
you didn't listen to the show.
Right.
I mean, the whole show was about, was explaining that.
Right,
why
exactly.
This is a problem, that it has nothing to do with whether they're guilty or whatever. This is not a discussion about guilty or not guilty, because obviously these guys were found guilty and nobody's questioning what they did. The guy lied about his tax returns, lied to the IRS, whatever. Now, we made the point that 300 plus years
three and a half
potential
centuries.
Prison is not reasonable relative to the crime, no matter who does it, whether it's our neighbor next door, whether it's Al Capone, it doesn't matter. That's unreasonable in our opinion. Yeah, you share that opinion. But anyways, these guys, they obviously don't support the rule of law. Apparently they didn't listen to the show. They hear those little nuggets, and then it sends them off into some emotional frenzy. And this is either way. It's not about the Trump supporters or non-supporters. This happens throughout the spectrum. The never Trumpers act this way, and the Trump sycophants act this way.
I want to mention, everybody, this is why it's important.
I've defended Trump actions and things that he's done when I like what he does. There's a ton of things that I don't like.
Right.
That he's done.
Well, and that's why it's important that all of you are out there sharing the truth of this show. And I, you know, obviously we want you to share the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal so that people can have this information. But we also want you to know this information so people can hear it from you as well. It's one thing, you know, because there's so many Chris Ann Hall haters out there. Yes, I know it's hard to believe. But there are so many Chris Ann Hall haters out there that the mention of my name would be like, well, of course she says that, you know, and that's coming from, you know, either side.
I think it's
important for people to hear from you, the people you have relationships with, to hear this information from you.
Well, it's a slow build when you're building an army of thinkers.
Yeah, absolutely.
People that think right, because majority of the people act on emotion and they don't listen and they don't hear.
Well, I think a lot of people will admit, and I'll be one of them, when the thinking process starts, it's scary because you can't unsee things. You can't unthink things that you've already learned. And so this is...
Can I chase some more off?
Sure, absolutely. We have a great show this
talking
today.
About
so
supporting
awesome. I can't wait for
what's right when it's right and what's wrong when it's wrong. I supported a thing that Obama did.
Shame on you.
Remember, I was sailing off the north coast of Cuba on the way to Haiti
on
our
right.
mission.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
When he lifted the embargo.
Listen, wait. Wait, what is that noise? That's the sucking sound of people
and
leaving.
And I cheered, right? I said, we've had this embargo for 70 plus years. It's done nothing. It only hurts the people. It hasn't affected it. It's not touching that government in any way whatsoever. And I felt, and this is before any of this was discussed. Now, I didn't like how they cheered on Castro and communism and made him look like this good guy and all that nonsense.
Yeah,
I don't ridiculous. Support that, the way the Democrats went down there and cheered on the communists. But the idea of let's do something different, I felt like the best way to undermine Castro and what's going on in Cuba was to open it up and let the actual people get in contact with Americans and see liberty. And I think you'd do better stirring up a liberty rebellion, a liberty coup there than making the entire population hate America because of your ridiculous embargo.
The people of Cuba.
So I cheered. I didn't. Now, I felt like Obama, that was not his reasoning.
No,
I mean,
no, absolutely
not. I think he was pro-communist,
not.
Loser.
I
think it was good.
I think Obama was hoping that by lifting the embargoes, communism would spread to America.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is an idiot.
But I think, because I think the history shows the opposite is the truth.
Right.
So we actually allow and encourage our culture in Cuba, and the people will get a taste of liberty. From the stories
example.
You told about being in Cuba, those people need some liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's an example. Like, here's another thing. The guys that left whoever left Facebook, they missed the tagline. I think you said the tagline today at the beginning of the show, principle
over
party.
So
there's another example of supporting principle. Like I said, Obama was a complete loser. But I supported that particular action. Now, I can't think of too many other things that I thought, good decision. In fact, I can't think of one.
Because Obama, although not completely, but did partially roll back the enforcement of civil asset forfeitures.
That's true.
Yeah, so that was something that Jeff Sessions promised that he would do more than Obama was civil asset
and
forfeitures.
They did talk about some. I'm not sure how much prison reform they did, but I remember them talking about that, which I'm definitely for. I think the criminal justice system from top to bottom, the courts, the prison, law enforcement, all of it is.
Well, let's talk about that
today.
Messed
up by Congress and all of that.
Because I have a story lined up on
principle
that.
Principle over party, guys.
That I think that we can talk about. This makes a segue. Muskogee High School in Oklahoma is going to fine students $250 for missing classes repeatedly without an excuse. But not only that, students are going to be imprisoned for 15 days for being late or tardy to school. And although I am for the enforcement of, I guess I can't say that either. I'm just saying this is contributing. This is contributing to the mindset of this over-criminalization of America. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, JC Hall. JC, I want us to do something today. There are some stories that I want to get to today, so I want us to try to keep tight and keep moving.
Hit it.
So we have Muskogee High School in Muskogee, Oklahoma, reportedly enforcing a state law that would allow, I'm assuming they have discretion, the school to fine students $250.
What student has that much money?
I know.
What student that's missing school has that much money?
Tardy, okay? Tardy. Not just simply missing classes, but being tardy repeatedly without an excused absence. And it would also be permissible for these students to be imprisoned for 15 days. For me, that's crazy. I mean, we already have, in my humble opinion.
This is where?
The Oklahoma. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, our friend Dan Fisher is not governor there yet.
Right.
So I believe this might be something that I might tickle his ear with once he's elected. But this is absolutely crazy. Raise your hand out there if you think 15 days in prison is a reasonable a reasonable punishment for failing to comply with forced public school.
Can I put on the mindset of like that crowd that leaves Facebook?
That
just sees the black and
white. Be our devil's advocate.
But they're missing school. What are you saying? You want kids not to go to school and be stupid? Right.
Well, unfortunately, I believe that quite often attending school these days is what really makes you stupid.
But can't see how that argument is what will come back, right? It's just this black and white. There's no there's no thinking about it. It's either this or it's that. There's got to be a better way to deal with this problem.
But here's my point, okay? 3.5 centuries for lying to the IRS
in
prison.
So another example.
We are indoctrinating our children that being late to class excessively means that you go to 15 days in prison.
Lock them up. We're building good Republicans. Lock them up.
Oh, my goodness.
They're bad guys. Lock them up.
Just insane.
Tase them. Shoot them. Cuff them. Buried them in the ground.
All right. So you went to the University of Florida.
Right.
And studied.
I was late a few times.
And
I missed a couple classes.
And you missed classes. I know that for a fact.
But I got fined a lot. Parking is awful there. I mean, you just have to, like, speeding or not. Parking tickets are part of your tuition.
Okay, this is not on track here. Okay. So so you
I
studied.
I swear, I think a major portion of University of Florida's funding is parking tickets.
Oh, I know, right? Just like Washington D.C. But we digress again. So you studied psychology at the University of Florida, and I want to bring this
Oklahoma's
article
crazy. There you
to
go.
Your statement. No, no, no. Okay, so this is Roberts Middle School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. This is an assignment that the teacher gave to these middle school students, 12 people, and this we have the assignment right in front of us. 12 persons listed below have been selected passengers on a spaceship for a flight to another planet because tomorrow...
Who do you leave behind?
Yes, tomorrow the planet Earth is doomed for destruction.
So we need to look... I bet Keith and Karen and those guys at Florida Citizens Alliance know where this comes from. They know all this Common Core stuff. This got to be from Common Core because this thing in various forms keep popping up. Who would you kill? Who would you let die? Who would you leave behind? And it's always, and then the criteria is religion, age, disability.
Absolutely.
You know, that
constantly.
Right.
So I want to.
Remember, this
was
the basis of what? Cass Sunstein and those guys.
Mm-hmm, Nudge.
Remember, Sarah Palin was raked over the coals for saying there's death panels. But this is the very basis of it, which was in there, of these guys saying, you know, let the old people die because they've had their life and the young people have more potential of being a productive citizen. So we need to give them more care and give the people less care. And so the care, who got care and critical care and this stuff, who was going to die, who's going to live, was based on this, you know, way out the value of this person to society. So this keeps popping up. This is not the first time, but over and over, we keep seeing these teachers.
So let
when
me
are they
say this.
Deal with this.
When we get back after the break, what's more shocking than the assignment together is the passenger list that the students are required to choose from. Just more stereotypical teaching in division.
And from every direction, we cry revolution, standing together. Truth in the war of attrition, the love of our country as our ammunition.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
I'm a long, long way from my home, and I'm going to change all the things.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Our schools are engaging in the indoctrination of division.
This is eugenics, man.
It's absolutely. And I'm Chris Ann Hall. I have my husband and co-host JC Hollier. I want you, this is a middle school in Ohio. I want to read to you the list of people that the school, this teacher created this assignment that the students have to decide whether they're going to leave behind. An accountant with a substance abuse problem. A militant African-American medical student. A 33-year-old female Native American manager who does not speak English. What does she speak? The accountant's pregnant wife. A famous novelist with a physical disability. A 21-year-old female Muslim international student. A Hispanic clergyman who is against homosexuality. A female movie star who was recently the victim of sexual assault. A racist armed police officer, notice he's armed, who has been accused of using excessive force. A homosexual male professional athlete. An Asian orphaned 12-year-old boy. 60-year-old Jewish university administrator. Can you get more targeted, I mean, in breeding hate in America? Because that's what this does. This makes these students justify in their mind, well, he's a medical student, but he's a militant African-American. Yeah. Well, he's a police officer, but...
And that's the problem. So let me think about this. Let me talk about this from a teaching perspective, okay? Since
just before you get into that, you just reminded me what the teacher said. He said, well, this was a sincere assignment. I didn't realize.
To do what?
Yeah, right, no, exactly.
He didn't say why?
No, he didn't say why. To teach diversity. That's what he said.
Okay,
diversity.
So that's what I was going to say. I wish you hadn't told me that because I could have said that before you said it, right? Because from the teacher perspective, they're going to say, well, we're trying to bring up conversations about inclusion, about racism, about
that's
this and that.
Exactly.
So here is the problem with that. If you're a teacher out there, and if you've been through training as a teacher, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, when you talk about teaching, and that's what I did, by the way. So
yeah,
went for a degree in psychology at UF, and then kind of the part of what I took was all these teaching classes. Then I taught in the military in Russian. I taught in the high school, the Christian high school, that kind of stuff. So, but back to this, if you know anything about it, you know, the sort of principles of learning something and teaching something, the rules of primacy
and recency. They teach that at law school, by the way, in a trial. Those are the two most controlling psychological factors, primacy and recency.
Exactly. What you hear first, right? What's going to stick the most, what has the most impact is what you hear first or what you've heard most recently, right? So here's the problem. You give this exercise, right? It's first. It comes before the discussion. It comes before the idea of bringing up diversity and this and that. Mm-hmm. So the first thing they do, what's driven in their mind, you've actually put these students in a position of making these decisions. Where you've ingrained this in their mind that they've now gone through this process. So you've made this cavalier. This is a really disgusting, evil thing.
Yes.
And you've sanitized it.
Yes.
And sent these students through this decision-making process of who's going to die, like it's no big deal. And they actually do this. So
let me read this.
This is innocent and it's sincere and all this, and you never. So that speaks to the twisted morality of this person. That's what happened with this diversity. When you shift the morality of a nation like we have, right? Because now it's a morality based on gender and race, right? Rather than the value of a human being.
Okay, so let me read, because it is disgusting. Let me read this part of the assignment. On your own, take approximately 5 minutes, okay, and rank the order of passengers from 1 to 12 based on those who you feel are most deserving to make the trip, with 1 being the most deserving and 12 being the least deserving.
Yeah.
They have, this is situational ethics.
Absolutely.
This is disgusting. And it teaches our children not diversity. It teaches our children to look at people and make decisions based on what they see.
Right.
This is training on hate.
It's training,
and
right.
division.
That's training. And that's the problem. So rather than them watching, right? Watching a scenario where people did this and then commenting, right? Then they're sort of freed up with their moral response to be observing and saying that's bad. But the teacher puts them in the position of engaging in this immoral behavior. And notice they're locked in, right? They're locked in to the choices. There's no opportunity here to say, you know, it's not like, okay, come up with ideas of what would you do to ensure no one is left behind.
Right.
Right? There's no liberty in this, and there's no freedom to engage in their own moral values in this scenario.
Right.
You've locked them in and forced them into making, it's not choose the moral decision. It's basically make a sort of gradated immoral decision.
Right.
Right.
And then justify your immorality by majority approval of your opinion.
I think you said there's no majority.
No, it has to.
You're not allowed to vote or take a majority rules decision.
But it says it has to be come together and decide as a group. So you have to have.
I got it.
A consensus.
Argue it out.
Right.
It actually, like you said, puts them in a position. Now they're having to convince others to go along with this immoral
decision. Well, not only that, but they get the situational ethics says, well, now I'm justified in my immorality because the people in my group agree with me.
Let me tell you what. Here, I want to put this out for the parents out there. If any parents who are unfortunate enough to have children in public school, you need to print this out. You need to talk about this with your kids. And you need to go to
the school board meeting.
No. Forget those guys. This is about you need to prepare your children.
Yeah,
so you
right.
sit down with your children and say, look, here's a scenario. Here's what they did. Let me tell you what you should do in this situation. You should stand up and say, I will not make these choices. I will not participate in this because the entire process and every choice that you're trying to force me to make is immoral. So my choice is I'm not participating in this. I'm not making those choices because it is wrong for you to tell me that the only choice I have is an immoral choice. That's you need to train your children, because I would love to be able to see this scenario. Were there kids in here that said, I'm not doing this? That's what we need to be teaching our children.
Yeah. Well, just to reinforce what you said, the teacher said that it was a sincere, he created this to be a sincere conversation to encourage the discussions of promoting diversity. Promoting diversity is not a discussion on who you would sentence to death, okay?
Right, correct.
That is not promoting diversity. Also, I want to mention to you that the principal was shocked, or the superintendent was shocked in this, and he said this: he didn't hear any reaction from any students in the classes where the assignment was given.
There
well,
you
of
go.
Course not, because our students from K-3 now
right.
are trained to not
don't question,
question
don't,
yeah. the teacher.
So that's one of the problems I have with the school scenario, the public school and different school settings. Really, not just public school, but just the whole scenario. A lot of it sort of ingrains a totalitarianism and a submission to authority no matter what. So
right.
even like there's no room to even say, no, I'm not doing this, right? I don't participate in this. I tell you
if it was dissecting a frog, then you could say I'm not doing this and you'd be okay, right?
I can say these days, as we've traveled all across America, and we see the rise of what I call the Liberty family,
the counter millennials,
children,
right.
the counter millennials and these young people. I definitely envision in my mind, I'm picturing faces right now. I can name and show you a ton of young people who would have stood up and said, I'm not doing this. We've met them all across the country.
Right,
so
right.
They're out there.
There you go.
And that's what ought to happen.
Reason 497 why JC and Chris Ann's child will never attend government school.
Well, but on the other hand, I'm telling you, I'm going to be talking to Colton at some point. We're going to sit down with this lesson, and we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to tell him, here's what you should do in that situation. I don't care where you are, where you're at work. I mean, they do stuff. You have, like, bonding and group whatever
at some of these offices
in the workplace when you're an adult doing garbage like this. But here's another thing. I don't know if they mentioned
it's disgusting.
Here's a problem. One problem I have with the article.
Hold on. I changed the article. There you go.
And maybe I didn't look through all of it. But is the source of this named? Where does this come from? Do they name that in the article? Because
they didn't name the teacher. They call him an unnamed teacher.
Not the teacher. I'm talking about this material. Oh. There's the problem. Because this is not the first example of this. These teachers are not coming up with this on their own.
No.
He either saw this somewhere before, which came from a source.
No.
So they need to be – so it's not this teacher is a problem because he didn't know. No, this material is a problem in the first place. Where is this coming from? Go to that source. This needs to be dealt with, not just the teacher.
No, this is actually trained at the teacher colleges. This is part of Psychology Today teaching.
And they got this garbage from somewhere.
No, they got it from Dewey.
This UNESCO, but I guarantee you, because the Common Core stuff and this UNESCO-driven nonsense, they have examples and suggestions, and they create material like this. You know this guy went on the internet and found this somewhere.
Right. Well,
we need to get to the source.
Well, obviously. And we talk about that source in the article on chrisannhall.com, Stolen Education, Stolen Children, Stolen Future. This is actually exactly what Dewey, Thorndike, and Wundt were wanting in our classrooms.
Yeah, well, they were eugenicists. When you talk about, who are we going to cull and let's rate people. Right, you're building this system.
Oh my goodness,
that's
exactly what this class is. This is who are we going to cull out of society, right? Because Earth is about to end and 8 people are allowed to live. So it's telling our children, who do we find the most undesirable in society? What do we do with them? We kill them. We cull them out. This is eugenicism.
There are a lot of subversive messages in this assignment. This stupid teacher was duped. Oh, we're trying to build tolerance. I don't think he even knows what's in here.
That's my point. He does not know.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Hey, look, I want to mention to you, I want to plead with you. This is why education outside of government mandate is so vitally important. I get it. Not everybody can homeschool. I realize that because, look, Colton is 12 years old. We have been homeschooling. There are times when we've been like, man, this is too much. Not every parent can homeschool. This is crazy. But every time we try to make that decision, I believe, and this is my belief, that the Holy Spirit comes in and makes a way and says, look, this is not for Colton. This is how I want Colton to be educated. But even if you cannot homeschool, even if you cannot private school, even if your child is in a private school, homeschooling is essential for every parent, no matter where your child goes to school, because you cannot agree 100% with every curriculum. Do you agree with every curriculum out there?
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. We actually we go about building your own. I want to share something with you that came to me just the other day, and I found it very encouraging. JC hasn't seen this yet because I don't think you've seen the wake-up call, but it says, you got to hear what this private school administrator wrote to me about Liberty First University. He said, Chris Ann, I'm the head of a small private school in southeast Missouri. My seniors and juniors have been watching your Roots of Liberty because I just couldn't take the civics curriculum we were using before. Thank you. We've had so many good discussions, and that's what I've been praying for. Looking forward to one day being certified at Liberty First and using it as an ongoing part of our curriculum. Wanted to see and learn through the DVDs before committing, but you've sold me.
Awesome.
And I spoke to Mr. Gladden, and he's excited, and his students are excited about learning from Liberty First University. And I just want to mention we're excited about having them as part of our enrollment. But this is encouraging.
Yeah.
We're going to put aside the curriculum that we have been teaching because we want our children to know truth.
No more who you're going to kill.
Tell me this story about Iran.
I wanted to mention, I know you don't do a lot of foreign affairs type things, but there's a big deal. Iran saying it's seized the Strait of Hormuz. This is something that I know that
I
worked in this area. That Iran, sort of Strait of Hormuz, like a third of the world's oil passes through there.
Wow.
The way in and out of the Persian Gulf, right? So this could impact.
That's huge.
It's not just foreign affairs. This is going to impact your gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
But and people sort of laugh it off. But I know for a fact Iran has three Russian Foxtrot submarines, diesel submarines, and I know people that don't understand, they hear diesel submarines and whatever. But the thing about these is they run absolutely silent. They can run silent.
Mm-hmm.
And the Strait of Hormuz is very shallow, has a lot of sonar noise, a lot of rocks and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's hard to detect those subs there. And, man, these guys, they have a big fleet of mini subs and these three Foxtrots, and I think they have their own Fahid or whatever. This is a big deal. I mean, they could wreak havoc in there. They could sink ships left and right with torpedoes.
What is their right to claim this territory? Because I'm all for people through their country saying this is ours.
Well,
but
you talk about the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, it runs out of the Persian Gulf and along mm-hmm. Along all this territory. It's not just their waters or whatever.
Okay.
But it's the idea they've threatened this before for a long time. My point is, people need to understand they're capable, right?
Okay,
this is not an empty, it could be an empty threat, meaning I don't know if they're going to go through on it. But the thing is, they are able to. They could wreak havoc. They could sink so many ships right now. I mean,
so if they seize this up and say, okay, we are now going to be the gatekeepers for all the oil that comes out of this place, what does that do to us?
Oh, that's big. That's huge.
Well, I hope that it may encourage us to actually stop being dependent on Middle Eastern oil. That would be an interesting little thing. That could happen under the Trump administration, I think.
Yeah.
Although war could also happen under the Trump administration.
That's true.
That's not something I'm big favor for. Why should we go to war over oil that's not even ours when we can make sure that we have our own supply here?
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me at all, defending somebody else's property when we're not even using our own.
This could drive prices of everything through the roof.
Everything. Well, thanks. Hey, tomorrow we are going to be talking about a Democrat senator's attack on the First Amendment. And we're also going to be talking about a judge who is taking away your right to legislation through representation.